every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Now, of course, once again, the Great Barrier Reef's everywhere in the media today because we've got this AIMS study, Australian Institute of Marine Science. I won't go through all the details of that yet, but front page Cairns Post reads significant increases in the central Barrier Reef hard coral cover attributed to a lack of prolonged heat stress and cyclone activity has been heralded as a positive development by reef tourism operators who, as we know, have been on the bones of their backsides for months. But anyway, I'll get to that in a few minutes' time. I just want to hark back to yesterday. Now, Warren Inch was on the program, and obviously he's taken some deal of satisfaction from taking these international ambassadors out to the Barrier Reef and seeing the surprise or even shock on their faces when they resurface after going down on the reef, saying, "We didn't expect this. We were told it was devastation as far as you could see." And they're saying, "Oh, it's magnificent." And you talk to the locals, we've known this all along, and the people peddling this garbage have been getting away with it internationally and, of course, undermining our tourism industry. It's just outrageous that it's been allowed to go on. Anyway, obviously, Warren took a deal of satisfaction from that. I'll just briefly read what it had to say yesterday. A group of international ambassadors with voting rights on the United Nations World Heritage Committee have finally seen the Barrier Reef. That's what their visit could mean for its status. This decision is this later this week, I think, on whether it's going to be condemned as being on its last legs, etc. The Nigerian High Commissioner and Ambassador to Australia, Anderson Madubike, said he was gobsmacked by the vibrancy. I mean, seriously, how do people get away with this fake news for so long? Anyway, he was gobsmacked. Obviously, he'd been swallowing all the bullshit that's been circulating for years. Gobsmacked by the vibrancy and colour of Agincourt Reef off Port Douglas. This is what he said. The sheer beauty of the reef was truly amazing. I couldn't have been more impressed by the management of the marine park. It is first class. Look, I won't go on with all of that because I've got a gentleman on the line who's got fairly well-developed and strong views on the situation of the Great Barrier Reef, independent scientist and marine geophysicist, Dr. Peter Reid. Good morning.
Morning.
Just a quick overview of this trip to the reef organised by the member for Leichhardt, Peter. And let's talk about the fact that Warren took them out there and also the sort of responses, I'm sure you've picked up on them. They've been absolutely stunned by the beauty of the reef and the condition of the reef, given what they've been fed for recent years.
Well, this is right. I mean, everybody's been told this. I mean, everybody right around the world thinks that it's just this wasteland of slime that's been, you know, killed again and again and again. So people get incredibly surprised when they actually see it. And of course, they only see a tiny little bit. I mean, Agincourt is one of 3,000 reefs, and they only saw a little bit of that. You know, the rest of this thing that's the size of Germany is just absolutely fabulous, but somehow the scientists, those untrustworthy science institutions, have managed to convince the whole world. It's just scandalous.
Right, I want to take you to another matter too, and this is front page today in the Cairns Post. Significant increases in the central Barrier Reef hard coral cover attributed to a lack of prolonged heat stress and cyclone activity has been heralded as a positive development by reef tourism operators. Now, the coral growth survey conducted by AIMS, the Australian Institute of Marine Science, looked at 53 reefs, central zone Cooktown, Windsundays, and found moderate hard coral cover had increased to 26% in 2021. The 2019-20 result discovered 12 to 14%. Now, Association Marine Park Tourism Operators boss, this is Gareth Phillips, said increased cover was evidence of a strong supporting ecosystem. Now, you would have seen the results of this AIMS survey. What's your response to the information there and how it's being represented?
Well, firstly, AIMS has done a very good job over 35 years getting that data together. So that's a great thing. However, it actually doesn't just show that there's been a good response in the central zone. There's a good response right through the Great Barrier Reef. In fact, when you aggregate the data, and for some reason nobody's done this, you add up all the coral on all the regions, the reef now has record high levels. That's right, record high levels of coral this year. So this rubbish that, oh, well, it's escaped, you know, this bleaching, actually that's not right, because these same scientists who go on about the reef have been saying that we've had three major bleaching events in 5 years, and now we've got record high levels. So you can just see how there's clearly a problem here that with the trustworthiness of these science institutions. But I've got to say, AIMS has done a really good job in compiling its data over 35 years.
I don't know, you wouldn't have heard Warren Inch's interview yesterday. It was very interesting, given he gave us details of the number of people who made themselves available at the bus and when they were getting off the bus, and of course were handing out pamphlets to these ambassadors, all of which, it was intimated by Warren, were giving fundamentally what he believed to be misinformation. They really are dedicated. It's virtually a religion for them, isn't it?
It really is, and unfortunately it's the same in some parts of the scientific institutions. That, I mean, even now with these record high levels, a lot of the scientists are coming out and saying, oh, well, but the reef is still, you know, in dire danger and all the rest of it. And you think, well, goodness gracious, if we're at record high levels, how can you possibly be saying there's a problem with the reef? It just doesn't make any sense. It's certainly not scientific anyway.
I know at your level it's probably difficult to understand how we think down the list, if you like, of people that have just an interest. They love their Barrier Reef. They know it's beautiful. They don't have the scientific skills that you have. But here's a letter to the editor from Jennifer at Edge Hill, Cairns Post Today, who writes, well, how about that? Scientists have just discovered that the Great Barrier Reef has healed itself. Most of us common, uneducated folk have known that self-evident fact for decades. She concludes with this message: why are our politicians so gullible as to believe the nonsense about the reef over and over again? And I'll just hark back to $443 million being handed over when one of these groups asked for $5 million, and we still have never had a reasonable explanation about that.
Well, firstly, you don't need to be a great scientist to understand, you know, record coral cover. Marine biology is not that hard. You know, whether there's coral there or whether there isn't coral there is pretty easy. And it is obvious that the reef is in very, very good shape. But it's also a scandal how this really good news about the reef is not being picked up by other media. So the ABC are not really going into the fact that we've got record coral cover. They are certainly reporting it. But they're also reporting all this doom scenario, even though we've got record coral cover.
The term doom scenario, this is interesting too, isn't it? How is it that media bodies are so fascinated by what so many people like yourself see as fundamentally misinformation?
Well, I guess doom and bad news always sell, so that's partly our fault as people. We like to listen to that. Mm. But the real problem here, though, is the way that the scientific organisations stoke it. They instil this fear into people. It goes around the world. And we've just got to get our scientific organisations reliable again. That really is what we need to do. We need our ministers, we need our Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority, who manages it, to support my call for quality assurance in science. At the moment, they won't even answer this call, and they've got to really change that.
Just one final point. I know you probably don't want to get involved in the politics of it. I'm just quoting here the Environment Minister, Susan Ley, today, saying this report underlines our view that the World Heritage Committee proposed listing, that is in danger, had not been based on the latest information. Susan Ley said, quote, the report recognises the very real challenges for the reef in the face of changing climates, etc., extreme weather events, but it also underlines the capacity of the reef to recover. One comment perhaps from you on this so-called listing from the United Nations body.
Well, she's dead right. She's absolutely dead right. But unfortunately, you know, her left and right-hand man on a lot of these things from the scientific institutions are actually white-anting her, because they're actually still saying the reef is doomed from climate change, which means that it's endangered. So the people at the Australian Institute of Marine Science and the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority are actually agreeing with UNESCO in terms of the future. So that's her problem.
Always good to talk to you, Peter. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
He's the independent scientist and marine geophysicist, Dr. Peter Ridd. It's 10 to 10.